As Harvey began to blow damaging winds and buckets of rain across much of Houston, area homeowner Scarlett Holly saw the encroaching floodwater of a nearby creek and decided to flee for higher ground. Her home is also located between two reservoir dams, which have been spilling over into sections of Houston's energy corridor.
Some of our neighbors that decided not to leave sent us pictures, and the devastation, you know, water, you know, pretty much everywhere.
House Bill 1774 was passed and signed into law at the start of Texas's hurricane season, which generally runs from June until November. The law provides insurance companies some relief when it comes to penalties and lawsuits related to insurance claims that aren't settled to the satisfaction of a homeowner and in a timely manner. Like many Texans impacted by Harvey, Holly says she heard news stories about the new state law and decided to begin the claims process with her insurance company immediately.
They're hurting the good people. You know, people with homeowners insurance, they're not trying to milk the system. You know, we have it because we were raised that this is the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do.
Texas's blue tarp law, named for the typical blue tarp used to cover roofs following wind-driven rain and hail damage, will reduce the state penalties for insurance companies. After September 1st, the state penalty for insurance company not settling a claim within 15 days of an insurance adjuster's assessment goes down from 18% of a homeowner's claim to 10%. Former Galveston State Rep. Craig Island is an attorney specializing in insurance law. Island says while Texas's blue tarp law doesn't affect the claims process, he believes it will hurt homeowners because it decreases the deterrence for insurance companies to settle a claim in a timely manner.
Why would you lower a deterrent for an insurance company to pay timely and accurately and then make it harder on the insured if they're unhappy with the offer on the claim to be able to recover their full damages in a lawsuit?
If a homeowner sues an insurance company, their attorney's assessment of the damages must be within 80% of the insurance company's assessment. Otherwise, homeowners are responsible for attorney's fees even if they win their case. Lucy Nashett is with the group Texans for Lawsuit Reform, who pushed for the law's creation. Nashett says they're hoping the law will stop insurance attorneys shopping homeowners impacted by a storm.
Basically, the attorneys would chase the storms, and anywhere there was a hailstorm in Texas, you would see them parachute into this town. They would go door to door in neighborhoods, signing people up. In some cases, people hadn't even filed a claim with their insurance companies yet.
Governor Greg Abbott, who signed the bill into law, said the new state law does not affect the claims process or a homeowner's ability to sue an insurance company.
Because all it really does is require a notification by a policyholder to the insurance company before a policyholder files a lawsuit. And what that does is that spurs the insurance company to get that claim paid faster.
While the new law kicks in on September 1st, it does not apply to Texas Windstorm Insurance Association or National Flood Insurance claims. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.